The epistle for the second Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, the 12th chapter. Brethren, having different gifts, according to the grace that is given us, either prophecy to be used according to the rule of faith, or ministry in ministering, or he that teacheth in doctrine, he that exhorteth in exhorting, he that giveth with simplicity, he that ruleth with carefulness, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation, hating that which is evil, cleaving to that which is good, loving one another with the charity of brotherhood, with honor preventing one another, in carefulness not slothful, in spirit fervent, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, instant in prayer, communicating to the necessities of the saints, and pursuing hospitality. Bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep. Being of one mind, one towards another, not minding high things, but consenting to the humble. Be not wise in your own conceits. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the second chapter. At that time, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited and his disciples to the marriage. And the wine failing, the mother of Jesus saith to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus saith to her, "Woman, what is that to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come." His mother saith to the waiters, "Whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye." Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 measures apiece. Jesus saith to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And Jesus saith to them, "Draw out now, and carry to the chief steward of the feast." And they carried it. And when the chief steward had tasted the water made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the waiters knew who had drawn the water, the chief steward calleth the bridegroom, and saith to him, "Every man at first setteth forth good wine, and when men have well drank, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now." This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. His mother saith to the waiters, "Whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye." These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In many countries, emperors and kings have been and are treated as deities, as gods. They are held up with the greatest esteem and reverence, and any affront against them is judged as treason worthy of execution. It happened in the year 1885 that Emperor Francis Joseph I went out hunting with a couple of his friends. They were hunting in the vicinity of a royal residence, which was located in Hungary. After the hunt, the emperor was riding back to the castle alone, and on his way, he wished to make a shortcut, which would take him through the courtyard of one of his military arsenals. As Francis Joseph I approached the gateway on his horse, the sentry stepped in front of him. Aiming his bayonet at the emperor's face, the sentry shouted, "No admittance. I have my orders. No one can enter." The soldier did not recognize the emperor, who was not in his imperial garb, but was wearing clothes for hunting. The monarch was therefore sharply dismissed and forced to turn back and proceed to the palace by a longer route. On the following day, the sentry was sent for by his commanding officer, a colonel. When the sentry entered, the colonel was a rigid-faced man, sitting on a small table in the garrison, with his sword drawn. "Yesterday," the colonel immediately began, "yesterday you rejected His Majesty, and you pointed your bayonet in his face." The soldier saw that this insult against the emperor could probably condemn him to immediate execution. Standing there, he turned white as a ghost, and he began to tremble from head to foot. After a brief pause, the colonel again addressed the soldier. "So that this will never happen again, you will never again act as sentry. From this day forth, you are promoted to the rank of corporal." "Finally," the colonel changed his tone, "in order to enable you to recognize your commander-in-chief, His Majesty sends you his portrait 10 times over. While saying this, the colonel placed 10 golden coins in the man's hand, coins bearing the image of the emperor. After pointing his bayonet in the face of the emperor, the soldier thought that he was on the way to death row. And thus, this was for him certainly a surprise ending. Another surprise ending is presented to us in today's gospel. Our Lord, the Blessed Mother, and the apostles were invited to a wedding feast at Cana. On that joyful day, it seems that there was not enough wine prepared. With a woman's observation, it seems Mary noticed the dilemma before the servants, or before the chief steward even noticed. The Blessed Mother, knowing the almighty power which her divine Son possessed, even from the manger in Bethlehem, and knowing that He was able to produce wine out of thin air, discreetly drew closer to where Jesus. She said, "They have no wine." But our Lord, already knowing the situation, and knowing already what He was about to do, seemed not to consent to His mother's wish to work a miracle. He answered her, saying, "What is this to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come." Then the Blessed Mother, being so united to the sacred heart of her Son, acted according to His unspoken will. She called the waiters over to her Son and told them, "Whatsoever He shall say to you, do ye." And thus the Blessed Mother brought about the surprise ending of the gospel. Though the wine was running out, our Lord had the waiters fill up large water pots with water. Though our Lord said, "My hour is not yet come," He went on to do what Our Lady wanted. And though the waiters carried the water to the chief steward, he said it was the best wine he had ever drunk. Thus, at the outset of the gospel, it seemed the wedding feast was on the brink of disaster. But by the end of the gospel passage, everything was fixed and better than it had been. What an interesting series of events. This gospel goes to show how Our Lady is solicitous for us. She cares for us as a mother. She intercedes for us, and she omits nothing on her part to bring about our salvation. And again, as a good mother, she reminds us to do everything required on our part. She knows better than anyone else what it takes to become holy, what is required to be pleasing to our Lord, and what is the cost of arriving at heaven. Thus, in a loving and motherly way, she points to her divine Son, and she says to us, "Whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye." Mary knows that the road to heaven is the will of God. That is, to do our part to get to heaven is to do whatsoever God says, commands, or wills. And have no fears, have no doubts. It is no great mystery what God says or commands. In fact, God himself wrote his will for us on a tablet. He carved into stone the Ten Commandments. It is by following the commandments more carefully that we enter the pearly gates of paradise. You know, there are people in the world who do not know the purpose of life, who do not know how to get to heaven. Yet God gave us the instruction manual, as it were. Worldly people see the commandments as a burden or an obstacle to happiness, whereas they are a guide, a help, and a direction to God, supreme happiness. We walk the journey of this life on a narrow plank, over a precipice on each side. It is easy to fall off the plank, to fall into temptation or sin. It's all around us. And thus, we may want to crawl across that plank. But what if we have a rail or a fence on both sides of the plank? Say we have something to hold onto, a guide to keep us steady as we walk this journey. This is exactly what the commandments of God are. What seems like a fence to someone in the world is really a guide or a help as we walk down this narrow plank of our life. The commandments keep us safe from falling into the precipice of sin, and we know exactly how to save our souls. Just as the soldier in the story, we sometimes can't recognize our sovereign master. God has invited us into paradise and gave us the roadmap to get there. All we have to do is to follow our mother's advice. Whatsoever he shall command you, do ye. And then, as good children, if we do what we are told, God will reward us. If the emperor showed such favor to an obedient subject, how richly will Almighty God one day reward our obedience? Let us then recognize our commander-in-chief, our God, and the 10 portraits he has sent to us. Resolve then, my dear faithful, to grow in love and respect of the commandments. See them as a help rather than a burden. Follow them more carefully and encourage those under your charge to do the same. If ever you have a question about them, do not hesitate to ask a priest. Strive then to follow the loving advice of our Blessed Mother. She knows and she wants what is best. Mary wants us to know that to get to heaven, the directions for us are the commandments of God. By following them, in one sense, we won't have a surprise ending, because we know we are aiming for heaven. But in another sense, God willing, we do save our souls. We are in for the biggest surprise of our life. For as St. Paul says, that which eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, what things God hath prepared for them that love him. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.